Bathrooms, piers, broadsides. Stay with us.
The homeland. More problem. For only one reason. That president raises the question. Who owns the land? The homeless. Our problem. For only one reason. Our president raises the question. Who owns the land? Who owns the land? Who owns the land? Who owns the land? Could it be 90 million dead Indians? Who owns the land? Could it be 6 million Jews? Who owns the land? Is there a connection? Who owns the land? To our imperialism? Who owns the land? Won't someone please tell me who owns the land? I am just a white man who owns the land. I live in the Americas. Who owns the land? How did I get here? This morning, I was awoken by a man with a handgun. He's got a book of rules that says I ain't got no right to sleep. This morning, I was awoken by a man with a handgun. He's got a book of rules that says I ain't got no right to be. Who owns the land? Who owns the land? Who owns the land? Could it be that there's a connection? Who owns the land? To my daily eviction. Who owns the land? And the extermination. Who owns the land? Of the Native American. Who owns the land? Won't someone please tell me who owns the land? 'Cause I am just a white man. Who owns the land? I live in the Americas. Who owns the land? How did I get here? Who owns the land? Who owns the land? Maybe it's me and you. Maybe it's not the cold.
Yeah. Welcome to Bathroom Spears Broadsides. We begin with a bang here. We're talking to Skidmark Bob, who is doing bike cop watch and protesting at the same time. Hey there, Bob, can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm right there. I can barely hear you now.
Alrighty. You're on a march that came originally from the town clock and the county building?
Yeah, it's march of about 500 people.
Uh-huh.
700, if you say. We're now traveling off Ocean Street from Broadway, went over the bridge, down Wall Street, down Peterbilt, so it's now coming up on Broadway and Ocean, taking up the entire street.
You're coming up on Broadway and Ocean.
Oncoming traffic and the other traffic.
If you're coming up on Broadway and Ocean, I'm repeating what you're saying, Bob, because you're breaking up a little bit, so I'm going to kind of clarify, but go ahead.
Let me try to get away from some of these people banging on pot.
Yeah, you got to watch out for those potheads.
Oh, my God. All right, how's that? Is that better?
That's better, definitely better, yeah.
Okay, so we got about 500 people. We're marching up Ocean Street right now, and it's been peaceful. There's been no incidents of violence at all. The Santa Cruz police have actually been doing a really good job of blocking the streets and allowing the march to take over the whole entire streets. There's been no trying to cut them off. I remember in some other previous marches that I think it was Lieutenant Vlasis who tried to cut people off with his car. There's none of that happening right now. They're allowing it to happen right now.
Yeah, I think that was the march, the War Against the Poor march last summer, the stopping the downtown ordinances, yeah.
Yeah, it's really hard to hear you right now.
Okay, so you got 500 people, huh?
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of people out here marching along.
Are people joining?
I'd say 500 to be safe. Signs, all sorts of signs, no war, of course. Arrogance is ignorant. Arrogance and ignorance is a dangerous combination.
Uh-huh.
People have crosses with Iraqi children on them. See the Earth flag, a lot of peace symbols. Drop Bush, not bombs, and that's been the main chant here. Get rid of Bush.
Have people, Bob, have people come out from the houses? Have people joined the march who weren't there at the beginning?
Yeah. There's been a lot of people coming out. Most people are just on their porch. This guy over here on my left is taking pictures on his porch. There's been a bunch of people in the Latino community coming out and giving support. Some of them can't always leave because they got kids and all that, but there is definite support. I haven't seen one negative support at all so far.
And how long does the march extend? For like half a block, a block? What do you think?
Right now, it's just passing. What are they doing? I think they're headed toward the county building. We're just up to Broadway right now, and it goes all the way down to Barson Street. So it's at least Soquel to Barson Street right now. That's like a good, 300 to 500 people.
Now, our it's in San Francisco, of course, they were doing lockdowns at intersections and so forth. I guess none of that is anticipated here.
No, none of that at all here. It's like in the middle of Broadway and Ocean right now. People walking between the cars. That's a little dangerous, but.
What about the
allowing them to do it?
Are they
hands off?
Are the people in the cars friendly or hostile?
So far, I haven't seen any hostile people. Most of them are honking. There's a couple here. They look very impatiently waiting.
Now, have you been with the march from the beginning?
I'm sorry.
Were you with the march when it started?
Yeah, I saw it at the clock tower. They assembled very quickly. It was originally, I remember, like about 3:30, there was probably like maybe 20 people there, and then between 4 and 5, the 500 people showed up with all their signs and everything.
You got kids in the march, people in wheelchairs, things like that?
I'm sorry?
You got young kids in the march, or is it pretty adults?
Yeah, there's kids, there's moms, there's dads, there's families, there's... peace signs, all sorts of people here.
Any people in uniform?
Cops?
Well,
probably. Yeah, the cops. Maybe they're against the war.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
You know, we had a march here that just walked by the Free Radio Santa Cruz secret studio here.
That was them. This was these guys.
Well, this is actually...
Somewhere around that area. I don't know where area is.
This was a very small march of about, like... I don't know, 40 or 50 people. It was headed by the mayor and her spouse. And I guess Ruth Gordon, Ruth Hunter was leading the march.
Yeah, we're getting a little chaotic here. It's turning left on Soquel now. I don't know, I thought it was going to the county building. Maybe it's going downtown now.
You think they're
going
to try to disrupt Chinese meals or possibly, hot tubbing or something?
I'm not sure what they're doing.
But they're all going to sit.
Bleeding it.
Well, Bob, maybe you can get them all to sit down on the sidewalk in solidarity with homeless people.
Who? I'm just covering this for Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Oh ho!
Journalist,
I see.
Stay out of the way as a journalist. You know?
Well, I know that you're doing double duty. You were on the job all day here in the studio.
Yeah, I was keeping it going. San Francisco's still coming apart out there. People are out there fucking shit up.
Well, I hope you'll be in the studio later to help hook us up with enemy combatant radio so we can hear some more first-hand reports.
Well, I'm trying to work at the same time. Hopefully my boss is listening, but we'll see about that.
Hey, we can disguise your voice. I'll call you Robert instead of Bob.
Okay. All right.
Hey, we're talking with...
It's taken over completely of Soquel, headed toward downtown again. My guess is they're going to march right straight down Pacific and then back up water probably to the county building.
Any chance of them occupying Representative Farr's office?
Isn't it a little late for that?
I would say so. Well, they might be able to get Marty Wormhout to let him in, you know.
Didn't he go on spring break like now or something?
No, I talked to his aide today. His aide told me that he still hadn't made up his mind about those darn uranium-depleted weapons.
Really?
Yeah, he's still not sure about that. He's still thinking about them weapons. But he does favor Barbara Lee's resolution that says, get the fuck out of there. So, I mean, I guess that's good. It certainly is good. It's not bad, but his general position is horrible enough, I think, for people to want to use his office to send a message. That's always been my perspective.
Well, let's see. We're still headed downtown. I can barely hear you. I can catch every other word.
That's good.
You know.
My words are valuable.
What?
My words are good.
Okay, here, I'm going to get ahead of everybody over here.
All right.
Well, I'm going to actually grab somebody, see if they want to say anything. I'll have to call you back in a little bit, whatever.
Why don't you do that? You know, Bob?
Yeah.
See if you can find somebody who is a vet of the previous 1991 marches.
Oh, God.
And get somebody to talk about this. Some old gray hair like myself.
Like you?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you talk? You were there.
Yeah, but I'm so old I've forgotten about it. You know how it is. Someone who has some vivid memories.
He's driving an SUV back. So the SUV's got to go back. So.
Whoa.
It looks like it's total hands off for the Santa Cruz police. They're allowing this march to go through.
I got to ask you a very serious question, Bob.
Yes, sir.
Is anybody engaging in criminal chalking?
I haven't seen that, but I heard of a case in Austin where a man was beaten by the police. His friends had left for a little while to go do some flyering, and some guy chalked an anti-war slogan on the sidewalk in Austin.
Yeah, I read that.
When his friends got back, he was in cuffs and had a bloody head.
Yeah, so. I saw that, his photo on the internet. That was
pretty heavy.
Well, I want you to make sure that none of them protesters pick up any chalk, okay?
All right. Well, I'm going to get off now and
get back to me.
This and more, and I will get back to you, maybe at the county building.
Sounds good.
All right, take care, Robert.
Thank you. And that was our anonymous man from the field who is taking French leave briefly in order to keep an eye on the protests and give us the word here at Free Radio. 500 people marching around town. Again, a smaller march led by Ruth Hunter, Mayor Emily Riley, her husband, numerous other members of the community trailing along in their wake. I shouted at Mayor Riley, "What's happening? When's that town hall meeting you canceled for March 19th? And then she gave me, it's March, I think she said 7th, perhaps. I'm not sure, but she said it was in April. So it was in early April was the town hall meeting. So it'll be just in time, you know, to start counting up the casualties. So I suppose we should all be grateful that we get something. But, you know, we needed a meeting on March 19th. And instead, we got a cop-out. We got an incoming call here. Hi there, you're on Free Radio.
Hi, this is Sierra from Portland. I'm reporting what's going on here for protest.
Do it.
Okay, so right now we have about 150 student activists have taken the intersection leading up to the Burnside Bridge. The cops had previously blocked off the Morrison Bridge for us. We ended up here and took this intersection. It's mostly high school students who are sitting down shouting, "Schools, not war," and other chants, "This is what democracy looks like." And so far, violence has not been taken against the student activists. There's another bridge being blocked, the Steel Bridge. About 500 people took the Steel Bridge. And when the Steel Bridge was blocked, they sent in about 50 police officers in riot gear, a paddy wagon, and also a fire truck. They advanced on the people. I do not know what methods they used to clear the people. And it looks like they are clearing the bridge at this point. There are probably about 10 helicopters in the sky right now. It is not, I'm not sure whether they are all media helicopters. I would doubt that it is so. March started about 3,000 people strong around 4 o'clock. People have joined the numbers, but the marches have split apart. There is a critical mass ride going on right now downtown. I do not know where they are or what they're doing.
And we're talking to Portland, Oregon, correct?
This is Portland, Oregon.
Now, in San Francisco, as you probably know, there were early morning marches that tied up the entire financial district throughout the day. Anything like that up in Portland?
No, there was nothing like that in Portland. I do know that there were people who were doing separate little small things, but the city was not shut down for most of the day. The city is being shut down now. They have the cops were prepared for this sort of action to take place as their crowd numbers have swelled to 35,000 or 40,000, most likely 40,000 at the last protest on March 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So they were prepared for this kind of action to take place. The people, though, have been able to join together and fraction off in numbers in order to shut different parts of the city down.
What have you shut down so far?
Well, we have two bridges blocked off. We had two bridges blocked off earlier, with the Morrison Bridge being blocked off by the police officers themselves. They shut down the Morrison Bridge with probably about 50 cops while the protest went by, because they knew there had been plans to take the Morrison Bridge. When the protesters, 3,000 strong, showed up at the intersection of Burnside, they did block it down. That's when mostly young teenagers have taken the intersection here. And there's about 150 young teenagers. There are small children in the crowd, too, who have sat down to chant their slogans of "Schools, not war." People may not know, but we're in a huge, huge crisis in Oregon. I think I heard a number yesterday, about 70,000 people are out of work in Oregon. This is a huge crisis. Schools are shutting down on a daily basis because there's not enough money to fund the schools. And the students and the teachers are pissed. There were teachers marching in the crowd. Right now, I am not going to a final because I want to shut the city down. This is not what is important. What is important is to shut the city down and stop the war.
You're here. Are you a rare student in this, or are there a lot of students involved?
There are a lot of students involved. A lot of students have boycotted their classes today, which are finals in this area, in order to come here and shut the city down because of this unjust war.
Now, are there, in San Francisco, they've been using lockboxes and, you know, devices to slow up the police's attempt to, you know, arrest people and get them out of there. How's it going in Portland?
In Portland, we have not used any lockboxes at this point. We've mostly been marching to different areas to shut it down. There hasn't been any lockboxes or anything. They're just mostly just sitting down. They've taken this intersection, I'd probably say, for the last hour.
Now, the Portland police are notorious recently for a lot of violence against protesters, right?
Oh, yes, there is an extreme amount of violence, and I'm sure that it will be deployed today. All these students who are about 15, 16, 17 years old, they know there is a possibility and most the likelihood of being rubber bulleted and pepper sprayed for their actions.
Now, are people wearing masks and bandanas
as
and
well
heavy
as
clothing?
Their
Sorry?
As well as fail their classes for being here to do
these
demonstrations.
Right.
They are using bandanas, there's goggles, and glasses. The majority of people are wearing goggles, not sunglasses,
mm-hmm.
since most people have come prepared because they know that there will be pepper sprayed probably deployed in an hour. I'd say half an hour. We don't know. This intersection, the police have completely left because of what's going on at the bridge. I'm going to hike up to the bridge right now
mm-hmm.
and tell you what's going on there.
Mm-hmm. You've actually...
Right now,
you've reached a radio show that is concerned with the civil rights for homeless people. How are homeless people being treated in the midst of all this?
Well, we are in the homeless section. A lot of homeless people are watching what's going on, standing around. A lot of them are waiting to be served and intaked. In this area, because of the 700,000 people are unemployed, and about 50,000 of them have benefits. So there's 650,000 people in Oregon right now without benefits. And so when you look at that, there are huge swelling numbers of homeless in this area.
What's the population?
And so most of these people who are by this area, because Burnside is where you go for social services, of a bed for the night,
Portland, what's
and that
the,
kind of thing.
What's the population of Oregon? For those of us
I
who don't know.
I don't know what the population of Oregon is.
Yeah, I think I'm just trying to see, because I'm trying to get some sense of what percentage of the area is unemployed. But
don't know the percentage number.
I knew it too, but I've forgotten it.
17% or 7%, something.
Well, we had heard that 2.5 years ago, the Portland camping ordinance was completely thrown out by local judges, but still police are continuing to harass homeless people. What's your perception on that?
I know that Dignity Village started up. There have been some structural problems with Dignity Village, but other than that, I really don't know. The problem, the biggest problem with Dignity Village is there's very limited space.
Mm-hmm.
So very few people actually live in Dignity Village that comprise the homeless population in this area.
Right. So you're marching now toward what bridge?
I'm marching up the Burnside Bridge, which has been blocked. The Burnside Bridge, to go see what's going on at the Steel Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to the left of me, I don't know what direction that is, actually. So they still have the ramp held and ongoing to the Steel Bridge. The Steel Bridge is still blocked. So I'd say that this has been about a half an hour that the Steel Bridge has been blocked. However, people are coming down. They don't seem to be running. Well, no, there don't seem to be any people running back.
Mm-hmm.
The paddy wagon is deployed, and I see a troop of police officers in riot gear at the back.
Now, do you have
I'd say about 10.
Portland, do you have a good indie media coverage? Do you have a free radio station up there that is covering your own struggle?
It's not a free radio station. It is a local station. That's KBOO. They are covering it. They do have roving bands of reporters. And there is independent media, which is very strong in Portland. It's one of the strongest independent media sites. So I'm sure there will be accounts of it afterwards, but there won't be call-in accounts.
Mm-hmm.
But, I just wanted to give people an idea of what's going on around the country.
I wish we were doing that in Santa Cruz. I mean, Santa Cruz are having these marches, but nothing like blocking intersections, which we did so strongly and so vigorously back in 1991 when the air war against the first Persian Gulf War happened. And so here it's, you know, it, we read about San Francisco people being arrested by the hundreds and locking down and stopping everything. And you in Portland blocking what now, four bridges?
Yeah, so far there have actually been three bridges that I know of that have been blocked today, and I don't know if a fourth bridge has been blocked because of, let me go across the street and check out whether or not I see any other lockdowns. This is the river flow, and these are the bridges that take people to Vancouver, Washington, and other major things. They did block the MAX for a while, but it was actually just to go take the Steel Bridge.
None
of the other bridges are blocked.
So you got one bridge,
two bridges currently are blocked.
What is the rationale for blocking the bridges other than making a statement? I mean, are you stopping military traffic? Are you inhibiting the war effort? Are you just sort of alerting the population, giving people who... I mean, this is after work, too, so I assume unless people are going to a night job, it's not stopping that kind of business as usual.
I think it's stopping business as usual for a lot of things. It's stopping people from getting to where they want to go. It's stopping the people who chose to go to work today to get home. It is shutting down the city.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the movement was to shut down the city in order to not see that business as usual could go on today for everyone, that lives in Portland would be affected by the lives taken in Iraq.
Uh-huh.
And that this, we will make a statement very strong that the people who chose to get off work on a Thursday night and join these crowds, we're showing that we, the people in Portland, do not support this war. We've never supported this war. And for the majority of people, I think this is the truth. My friend was telling me he walked into a bar, a working-class bar, and did a poll of everyone in the bar, working-class people, and not one person said they were for the war. This was a straw poll. The news reports coming back saying 96% of the people support this is... that's complete and utter bullshit. And so I think Portland is really showing its colors today by saying, you know what, we never supported this war. We've told you over and over that the people here do not support this war, and we're going to shut it down.
We're
going to shut down the city, and business as usual cannot go on.
Hey, we've been talking with...
Sierra. Sierra, like the mountain.
Sierra, gotcha. Sierra, thank you. Is there anything you want to finish up with? Or I guess people can reach you by going on to the Portland Indie Media website, or at least by you,
Portland Indie Media will be covering the news. That's correct. That's where you're going to get most of the real news reports. and KVU Radio, but I don't know if that's internet friendly, is another place that you can go get more news. I think independent media is the best place because it has open publishing where people's experiences are related. Their personal experiences during this protest today will be related. So you can hear related stories from the people who actually blocked the bridges and were part of the people sitting down and blocking the intersections.
Here, keep up the good work. I'm going to cut you off so I can get we only have one line into this studio, so if anybody else is calling, we have to cut you off to get there.
I hope everybody will take this action into their hearts and shut Santa Cruz down tomorrow.
And I thank you
tomorrow is Friday. Take your streets and shut them down.
And call again on tomorrow if you'd like.
Okay, I will. Bless you all.
Let us know
take
what's
care.
Happening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Portland, Oregon, calling in, mentioning that at least, I guess, two bridges and a total of four throughout the day have been shut down, starting with evening marches currently still shut down. You're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. This is Robert North, and in the studio with me is the inimitable Jeffrey Gale, eager to start flooding us with various news items and articles. We'll see if we'll let him even say a word tonight. In any case, you can say a word. The phone line is open. I don't know for how long that's going to happen, 427-3772. There are numerous marches marching around town. I mean, and I'm glad people are marching. I just wish that, I'm not marching. I'm sitting here babbling. But so what am I criticizing for? Well, you know what I'm criticizing for. There's a great difference between locking down an intersection and having a march around town and then going home. I mean, it's a difference. But indeed, I think people may be staying the night at the town clock. There was a banner about a 24-hour vigil. The 24-hour vigil that began a week ago Friday, almost 2 weeks ago, actually, tomorrow, and kind of temporarily went on vacation for a few days, maybe coming back. Emily Riley is walking around town heading an anti-war protest, though it looks pretty genteel, and she at least has stated she's now going to have a second town hall meeting, only 2 weeks late. I mean, 3 weeks late, I think it is. She was going to have it on the 19th yesterday, canceled it because she said there were 30 vacant spaces in the auditorium of 500 in the Del Mar Theater, and therefore it wasn't worth doing, and she didn't want to tie up the Civic Auditorium for that. I continue to criticize on that issue because we needed it now. But now that we are in the middle of it, we got to do with or without the politicians, we got to do it, I think, ourselves. Jeffrey, any thoughts about what you've seen in the last couple of days on the protest front?
Well, you know, I've got, is this mic on here? I've got spring fever, Robert, at 5 o'clock this afternoon in friendly downtown Santa Cruz, California. Spring came. I remember there was something called Springtime for Hitler, some kind of a play or something way back.
Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
And, of course, I saw you this morning making sure that no one volunteered to join the United States military here in Santa Cruz, California. I thought, Robert, that Mayor Emily Riley was going to have us at her town hall meeting on March 18th, because if it was the
19th,
if it was the 18th, though, that would have been perfect timing, because as you know, there was a full moon on the 18th, and the president, we now know, on the night of September the 11th, 2001, he, according to my sources, told his father, his mother, his wife, and his daughters that he believed at that moment that we definitely had to go and unilaterally, if necessary, invade Iraq. So we found that out this week.
Hi, you're on the air with Jeffrey and Robert.
Hi, yeah, I'm just calling from San Francisco. I was just got out of the jail. I don't know what's been going on, but I just thought I'd give an update if you haven't had any.
Please, give us an update.
Well, I just got out of, if you know or not, but the police reserved Pier 27 today for a jail station, and there's been basically hundreds of people that have been being booked through this warehouse with, that's what they've been doing today. And I guess, 900 arrests so far, or?
Is that right? I don't know.
I don't know. That's the last update I've heard from San Francisco.
Wow,
is there's 900 arrests today.
So
there has been lots of mass arrests today. I was actually in the unfortunate situation of
being walking just down the street in the San Francisco Police Department, blocked off one end, blocked off the other, and then all cited us for refusing to disperse without them giving the situation for people to leave. And in fact, at one point when we were all closed in by the police, they came in and attacked us with their sticks. It's quite surprising that right now, in a time when America's supposed to be fighting for freedom around the world, it's also a time when they're taking away personal freedoms and personal people's personal liberty to protest in the streets away from us right now.
Caller, you know, the same thing happened to my fellow homeless activist Linda Edwards in 1992 when there was a mass protest against the Rodney King shooting. She tried to get away from an area, as did I, and the police blocked up both areas and arrested us. She sued, and she came away with a couple $1,000s, so keep that in mind.
We're the nice people at the National Lawyers Guild right now are helping out, and they're maybe in the possibilities of doing a lawsuit against the police department right now, or who knows, we'll see, but I'm definitely going to challenge this charge, and I hope everybody else that was arrested today challenges it as well.
So are you going back to protest, or are you going home to get some rest, or what are you
planning? Well, actually, the San Francisco Police Department have put a 48-hour blockade, basically. If you're arrested today and you're arrested in the next 48 hours, you will not be cited and released like they did today. They'll put you straight into jail. But given the situation today when the police just basically surrounded people and arrested them, who knows, like, if I'm going to be walking down the street later tonight, and they do the same thing as well.
Huh. So, and you said they reserved a special building to hold people in?
Yeah, there's Pier 27. It's a pier. There's a big warehouse right on the water right here, and there's been hundreds of people kind of being booked through it all day. They've actually they've arrested so many people that not only are they transporting them on the San Francisco Sheriff's Department buses, but they've also rented the local muni buses as well to transport people over here.
Turning the entire town into a great prison camp, eh?
Exactly. We've heard word today from our lovely people at NBC and Tom Brokaw that the San Francisco Police Department have actually rented Candlestick Stadium in case there are more mass arrests, but they can start bringing people over to San Francisco Candlestick Park and putting them in there.
Mm-hmm. You think that's discouraging people, or do you think people are still coming out?
I think, if anything, this only makes a revolutionary out of anybody arrested today. If somebody knows that it was John F. Kennedy who once said that those who make peaceful protests inevitable are impossible, make violent revolution inevitable. And I'm not saying that I'm encouraging violence or anything of that sort, but what I'm saying is that somebody who's arrested today for like a 10-year-old kid who was arrested today in this crowd for peacefully making his point, he's only going to be more determined in weeks after and days after to go out and use other ways
gotcha.
Of making his point clear.
Caller, did you see any of the lockdown situations where people kind of changed
themselves? Yeah, there was lockdowns happening all over San Francisco today.
Can you describe what that's like for those of us down here who haven't been through the experience?
Okay, well, there's been lockdowns that have happened at buildings today, and there's been lockdowns that have happened in the streets. There's both been soft locks, which is just the leaking of arms, and then quote-unquote lock boxes where people actually have a metal tube that they insert that basically, I don't know how to describe it, but basically, like, it makes it much more harder for the police to remove people. There's been both of those happening today, and there's also been quote-unquote disturbing or roaming blockades which I think was one of the most effective things today is 150 people going to an intersection and when the blocking it for 20 minutes, and when the cops say we're going to arrest you, they move on to the next intersection right down the street and do the same thing. And it's created quite a disturbance all over San Francisco today. I'm looking in the sky right now, and there's looks like about 5 or 6 helicopters over San Francisco flying around just checking it out.
Now, do you think this effectively shut down the financial district this morning?
Well, according to Tom Brokaw, this morning at around 10 o'clock, 10:30, when I was watching it, when only 100 people had been arrested at that point, they were saying that San Francisco protesters were seceding and closing down the financial district. I know certain buildings today that have been protested have been shut from 6:30 in the morning until about 12:30. People had successfully blocked certain buildings off for business as usual the whole day.
There was also talk about some of the bridges being blocked. Did that happen?
I can't confirm that, but I know that some people have made attempts this morning to block on ramps onto bridges, but that's about far as I know of that.
We also heard of one person being killed who suicided from a bridge.
I don't know too much about that. I read on the San Francisco in the media that there was a banner hang on the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge, and I guess in the process that person either fell or jumped. We're not sure what really happened.
I see. You think that this is creating more determination among the people who are arrested? Is it creating determination, you think, among the populace generally? Are people saying, oh, these damn protesters are stopping you from getting to my shopping and to my job? Are they saying, right on for the protesters? What's your sense?
Well, I think it's pretty diverse, but I think if anybody really looks at the situation right now, we're not in a situation where we're going to be able to convince everybody in the U.S. public about opposition to war, and I think today people realize that the only way that they're going to effectively make a point and effectively have a cause against the war is doing civil disobedience and direct action. And I think that, you know, if you ask any police officer, when they put a quote-unquote criminal in behind bars, they're going to come out a much more better criminal when they leave. And I think the same thing is true for a political protester. Anybody that goes into jail for just simply making a point is going to come out as a revolutionary.
What's up for tomorrow? Any updates for us on that?
According to some of the independent media websites, there's a talk of at 6:30 in the morning, people are going to try and shut down the Pacific Stock Exchange, which is located on 220 Bush Street in San Francisco.
And so you're inviting people from Santa Cruz to come up and do that?
Inviting as many people to show up, take to San Francisco. There's another march that's going to start at 7 p.m. tonight, and then there's another one that's starting at midnight tonight. And then there's also another mass rally in San Francisco at 12 or 11 o'clock on Saturday at the Civic Center.
So I guess people can get this information by going to www.sfindymedia.org, something
correct,
like that?
Correct, yes.
So that's, yeah, and we have, of course, a Santa Cruz Indie Media website, too.
We do as well, yeah.
Anybody you want to say hello to down here? Anything else you want to add?
I just want to say everybody that's out in the streets of Santa Cruz right now, which I hear is probably happening at this point, I just want to say thank God that you're getting out of the streets and taking to the streets and showing that you're sick of fucking George Bush killing thousands of people to put oil profit, to put that oil over human lives.
Thank you very much, San Francisco.
Thank you very much for putting me on.
Call again.
Sure will.
Thanks. And phone lines are open, 427-3772. That was a protester recently released from jail in San Francisco. We have another call, again, frustrating my co-host, but we'll let him say a word or two. Hi there, you're on Free Radio. Hello?
Is this Free Radio?
It is Free Radio.
Hey, is this Robert?
It is.
Is this a Robert show right now?
Yes, sir.
I just let you know that I'm in San Francisco. I'm a Santa Cruz resident, but we're taking it to the streets. The city is definitely being transformed right now. We're about to close down the Bay Bridge, believe it or not.
Wow. How many are you?
There's, I would guess, 600 just in this particular march.
And are you actually on the bridge? Where are you?
We're at 2nd and Folsom. We're pretty close. We are really close to the bridge.
And can you describe, are there musicians? Are there drummers?
What's that?
What does the march look like?
Well, actually, it's funny. They're saying right now, this is what democracy looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looks like a bunch of peace protesters closing down the streets. I'd say there's a mixed ethnicity present today in the march. Definitely spirits are high. I made myself a road closed for peace sign, which is definitely getting some smiles from onlookers.
What does the sign say?
Road closed for peace.
Road closed for peace.
Yeah.
And do you want to identify yourself to the many down here, or do you want to be anonymous?
Broadly, Santa Cruz Indie Media.
Hey, hey. And you're coming back down again to work on the 24-hour vigil, or?
Sorry, there's an air foghorn right now.
Uh-huh.
I think the plan is to close down the city for 10 days in a row.
To close down the city for 10 days?
10 days.
Wow. And Well, can you feel free to call back as you reach the bridge, and as more things happen, unless there's more you want to tell us now.
Yeah, I'll call you from the bridge.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
And that sounded like Gabe to me from the vigil, but who knows? My hearing's getting older and older. You're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. It looks like everybody but the Santa Cruz contingent is calling in here, although I guess we did have Skidmark calling in. And it's all about people standing up and saying no to war and trying to find more and more effective ways to say no to war, because apparently pleasant marches for an afternoon that come and go aren't enough. Hi, you're on Free Radio.
All right, I'm here.
Well, it's about time you showed up there. Are we going to identify who you are, or should you remain a secret?
It's Skidmark Bob.
Hey, Skidmark.
Reporting for Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you been listening to us?
Yeah, I have. Folks from, I got my little Walkman on.
Yeah,
kind
Portland,
fading in and out,
San Francisco,
yeah.
Great.
That's the only way I can hear you when I'm trying to talk to you on this little dinky cell phone thing.
So where are you?
Cancer. Well, I'm headed to the county building. Everybody should be there. There was a march that went through the downtown area already.
Did everybody agree to boycott Lulu Carpenter's?
No one was stopping there for coffee.
That's good. How about Sushi Now, New Leaf Market, and Cafe Campesino?
No time. We got a protest.
Got a protest. Okay.
People should be, I'm just almost there. There's still some people at the county building, or at the town clock, that are hitting drums and waiting. I guess that there's going to be a vigil there afterwards as well. I'm almost there. Maybe I can call you back in a few minutes.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye.
And 427-3772, if you're fast. Jeffrey, you've been waiting patiently, so zip in what you'd like to say here before you get cut off by caller.
Well, I want to reflect a little more about Mayor Emily Riley, because while World War III continued last night, the mayor of Berkeley, California, spent last night in a homeless shelter, and the San Francisco Chronicle reported on the Ides of March, Saturday, March 15th, that the following mayors have, gone homeless at least for one night. My old friend, Atlanta Mayor Andrew Young, former Richmond, Virginia Mayor George Livingston, and the current mayor of Portland, Maine, Karen Garrity. So I think it would be a great idea if the mayor of Santa Cruz, California, she's a good person, Emily Riley, and the city council, Mike Rotkin and others, with Easter coming up and Passover coming up, if they would understand that we who have been homeless in the past, 7,300 homeless people in this county, need for them to fully understand that you cannot possibly believe what it's like to be homeless in the streets, in your vehicle, unless you go into a homeless shelter in Santa Cruz, California. And I suggest that they stay there not just for a night, Robert, but I think it would be good during spring break for a week or two if Mayor Emily and Mike Rotkin and others would do this. How do you feel about that?
Well, the problem, of course, with that is that the homeless so-called shelters, which we're talking about, the floors of churches, that's the only homeless shelters there.
Well, the armory, you know,
here's a flash. The armory will be open until April 15th. It was going to close March 15th. Apparently they got funding, but it will not, I repeat, it will not be open this weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, you are shit out of luck. So hit the streets, and if you get a ticket, you can later get it revoked, but that isn't going to be very nice anyway, and not going to help you a lot as they come and harass you and move you along. But you should probably tell the police, the armory is closed, get away, leave me alone, let me go back to bed, unless you have some other concern. But the answer is, there isn't room for these politicians as far as I'm concerned, though I like the idea. I mean, symbolically, it's a great idea. The problem, of course, is going to be that, I mean, for example, in Berkeley, Tom Bates, that great liberal who stole all the newspapers which had his story in it, opinion of his on the election eve, and then tried to cover that up. Lonnie Hancock's husband has been severely criticized by Berkeley activists for his attitude towards the Berkeley peace camp, and I should say, I don't know if it's a peace camp or the tent city that Berkeley homeless activists have erected, because since there is an adequate shelter, people have to have the right to shelter themselves. They do shelter themselves one way or another. And the idea that that the same liberals that are denouncing the war in Iraq for creating thousands upon ten thousands of homeless refugees and bombing the hovels that that some people in Iraq live in. I'm not sure, that's probably not, I mean, it's probably, I know Baghdad is a modern city, but, you know, bombing what facilities those people have, are at the same time criminalizing people in their own cities, such as in Santa Cruz, Emily Riley is criminalizing people in their vehicles by supporting this. I'm not sure if, what her latest position is on it, but if she does the same thing she did at Harvey West with the no parking stuff, supporting a citywide permits for everyone, or you don't get even to park your vehicle, much less sleep in your vehicle. So even if you scurry off to the bushes and hide and sleep, your vehicle can get towed while you're gone. So, it's very nice. I'm afraid, though, it becomes a political opportunity for the politicians. But, you know, it might be one that we could use. I don't know.
But there's, to even compound the felony, I understand that starting April 15th, the only public bus company in Santa Cruz, California, is no longer going to run buses up to the Armory. So right after the mayor, I wish he wouldn't pay her
taxes.
Armory
closes April 15th.
Well, that's even worse. Right. So in other words, I'm suggesting that everyone withhold their taxes. Good Times had a cover story that came out today, 10 things that you need to do right now to become a peace activist. And so I definitely urge the mayor and Mike Rotkin and every member of the city council, the board of supervisors, and Sam Farr to go on national television and say that they will not pay any taxes to the government, and I want to see them get their phone bills out of their office and not pay that little excise tax. So the bottom line is that if the time has come for people really to take action. The mayor of San Francisco, California, Willie Brown, actually went on television last week and said that he wants Gavin Newsom to be the next mayor of San Francisco.
Gag me.
Yeah. And Newsom is one of the worst scoundrels,
right,
dealing with the homeless issue.
Our own local scoundrels, Emily Riley, Mike Rodkin, Kennedy, Porter, all these clowns, of course, are more my concern. Newsom, of course, at least has some meaningful opposition up there. But these people in the city council, you know, they are, as long as they say we're against the war in Iraq, you know, suddenly they're untouchable. That's the problem I have with these people, that, you know, as long as they support, civil rights for Colombians, then it's okay. But we have no interest, apparently, and I think a lot of people actually do have an interest in civil rights for homeless people here. It's just, how do you manifest it? And I think the basic thing is you cannot principally ask for peace in Iraq unless you also, and justice in Iraq, if you're not also asking for peace and justice here. If you are simply asking, maybe if you're an Iraqi exile, I guess, and you're going back there, but if you're some person who lives here and you're supposedly concerned about human rights, you have to look next door down the street and see the individuals who are getting arrested for chalking on the sidewalk, political slogans, ticketed for chalking and then taken to jail and then fined. You have to look at the situation of people who get arrested for sitting near the side of a building, the people who get jacked up by police who suddenly tell them in downtown Santa Cruz yesterday, you're going to hear that on this tape that I'm going to be playing, that they need ID. They have to show ID. This is the United States, 2003. Supposedly there's still a constitution operative in some formalistic way at least, but no, you need ID, no.
And how about the T-shirt situation, Robert? It's been getting national attention. Are we going to get to a point in this police state where,
I'm talking Santa Cruz, and nobody's been arrested for T-shirts, but they have been arrested for hacky sack. I mean, they've been warned and threatened with tickets for hacky sack for bouncing a rubber ball downtown. We got an incoming call here. Hi there, you're on Free Radio.
Hi, this is Sierra again from Portland. I'm just calling to let you know the Burnside Bridge is completely taken.
Cool.
And also, people have now gone down and they're blocking freeway traffic.
Freeway traffic?
Freeway traffic
wow.
is being blocked, and it is
sounds
in many ways.
To me.
I don't believe this kind of action has ever been done before, and it is happening now. There are hundreds of people going down right now taking... they're going to take all of the freeway. This is the 5. They're going to take the 5 completely.
How many lanes?
Now it looks like they've worked out to
They've got five lanes blocked.
Wow.
And it looks like the five is going to be taken. And there are hundreds of people pouring down to fill. I wouldn't say hundreds. I'd say about there's 100 people pouring down right now to take the freeway. The Burnside Bridge is still being held by student activists.
Well, you hear that? You hear that, Santa Cruz? Portland can take a freeway with 100 people. If you have 500 people marching in Santa Cruz, why can't you do that?
Freeway. The 5 South, they're taking the freeway in Portland right now on the 5 South with 100 people.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
Somebody get hit?
What's going on?
Somebody just got hit.
Wow.
A car got really aggressive and hit one of the people. We need to get tighter defense lines in here. But there are 5 lanes taken, and there is discussion, I think, going on down there about taking the 2 other lanes going across. So there are 2 different freeway sections being taken, and there looks like...
So, Sierra, are you on the freeway yourself right now?
I am not on the freeway myself. I am on the bridge looking down on the freeway.
Uh-huh.
And
it's dark up there, right?
It is dark right now. It is nighttime. The moon is, where is the moon? Where's my beautiful moon? I do
know.
Not see my moon in the sky,
Maybe
but there should be a moon.
It's been removed by military decree.
And so, yes, it is nighttime
here. For our troops' safety, you know.
So.
Well, Sierra, this is great. Anything
I
else?
I hope Santa Cruz will feel the urge to do this themselves tomorrow. Stop this war, stop business as usual. That's what we need to do all over the country. That's why I'm calling you from Portland to let you know what we're doing here. I hope you'll take this inspiration into your own hearts to do something on your own. This is people showing up on their own. This has not been organized ahead of time. We are doing it together. This is an action taking place in solidarity together, and this has not been planned or organized. Not been planned or organized at all. That's the most important part of it, that you need to realize you can do this on your own. I hope that people in Santa Cruz will take this chance to do it.
Thank you, Sierra. Call back if you got more news.
I will be calling back if anything else happens. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sierra. Bye-bye.
Take care.
All righty. Well, you know, I mean, it's true. Portland is a metropolis. So is San Francisco. And Santa Cruz has only got 55,000 people. And, you know, I guess if you count 250,000 in the county, still... You know, that's not anywhere near the size of these larger areas. So we are, you know, I guess can be forgiven for having a somewhat smaller pool to work from. On the other hand, and this is why I encourage Skidmark Bob to try to get someone on the phone to talk about the freeway occupations of 1991, which I was a part of, but I don't have a lot of clear recollection of what happened other than I was there and I was running around distributing flyers and doing my usual interviewing. There was no radio, free radio at that time. So I know there were some people who were documenting this freeway occupation back in 1991. And ironically, in 91, the invasion of Iraq, although it was unjustified considering the way that the U.S. had provoked and encouraged and abetted Iraq's invasion of Kuwait, it was opposed by, you know, massive numbers of people. It happened on pretexts, you know, the claim that the Iraqis were going to move into Saudi Arabia, that they were close to the Saudi Arabian border, that there were thousands there when there was, what, I think 200 or something, and it was a bogus story by Bush and Bush's propagandists, the whole incubator baby story that the Iraqis were running into Kuwait and throwing babies out of incubators in order to use the incubators, I'm not sure for what, but that turned out to be a propaganda move by the... what is it, the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador. there was a lot of anger about this, and people spilled onto the freeways, and not just in 1991. They did it again in 1992. This is an even more egregious and dangerous unilateral act of aggression by the United States, and yet people are still kind of, you know, lighting candles at the town clock and, walking to the county building and, you know, beating on a pot and pan, you know, and kind of standing in front of the recruiting center, I do these things too, and I haven't walked out in front of the freeway, so you know, you say, who am I to talk? But I hope we get some spirit from Sierra of Portland and from these activists in San Francisco. What do you think, Jeffrey?
Well, I think it was very, there's deja vu here that when I picked up the New York Times this morning, there was a half a page obituary involving, in my opinion, one of the most courageous people of my lifetime. Herbert Apfecker died. His daughter, Bettina, is a professor here at the University of California at
Bettina,
Santa Cruz.
I won't come out against the sleeping band Apfecker, that's the one?
That's correct. However, her father actually, in many ways, was far more radical than Bettina. And the bottom line is 11 million Americans on one given weekend last month, all over the country in all 50 states, marched for peace. And the fact that the president chose to start this war game under the full moon, he also decided to start it during spring vacation, spring breaks. And during the Vietnam War, in my opinion, when the students finally caught on and really protested, that helped bring an end to the war. And right now, what's going on in Portland and here and around the country, I think could make the difference. The students need to do it.
So you're on the air, caller.
I'm glad that old bastard died.
Which one was that? Oh,
Herbert Apfecker.
Herbert Apfecker. Actually, I liked Herbert, but I didn't know him personally, but I liked some of his writing, definitely. Lines are open for those who wish to honor the dead or dishonor the dead, as the case may be. 427-3772 is the call-in line. You're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz. On the line here, I should say, in the studio, is Jeffrey Gale and Robert Norris. That's me. Bathrobes Pierre, I'm the man that hasn't yet whipped out my bathrobe for these protests, but you never can tell when I might do that. Watch out. Again, the point being that we don't just want to fight the war in Iraq, to stop that war in Iraq, I should say, fight the war machine that's doing the war in Iraq. We have to fight our domestic repression machine that is every day harassing and criminalizing poor and homeless people all over the country, and specifically in Santa Cruz. I want to kind of run through a couple of stories, but I guess we've been doing a lot of talking, and I'm thinking maybe it might be good to take a brief musical break, if I can find appropriate music for that purpose. What have I got here?
Younger Than Springtime. Something like that. It's spring.
South Pacific,
spring
we could do
training,
that. Right.
March Madness.
Spring has sprung, fall has fell, Bush has come, and he's taking
the bell tolls.
He's taking us all to hell, is this unfortunate story. Let's get a little of the ineffable, or should we say endless, David Rubix.
Bomb you during Ramadan, turn your world into dust, but pull up on your bootstraps, stand on your own 2 feet, as we blow them off with cluster bombs disguised as something to eat. We stand for freedom and prosperity, so we'll bomb your schools and hospitals, make sure you live in liberty, and all you evildoers, and your children and your wives, with our B-52s we'll show you how we value civilian lives. Give us your hunger, your restless. We'll show you democracy, a military...
And we're back with a San Francisco man. Your name, sir? Are you there?
Hello, yeah.
Okay, what's happening in San Francisco?
We're at First Street and the Bay Bridge.
Uh-huh.
We're at the entrance to the Bay Bridge, and the police officers have closed down the bridge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's everything... The police officers are closing down the bridge at First Street, the Bay Bridge.
Wow. You are closing down the bridge, actually.
Well, they copy us. Like, we wanted to do it, so they did it for us.
So that you're teaching them.
Yeah, we're helping them.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. Enlisting the police
on
our
side. Basically, we just follow the police helicopters around, because we know that's where the action's at.
So you still got, several hundred people? How many people you got on the march?
We've got several hundred, is correct, yeah. But the cops are surrounding us and fragmenting us and breaking us up, and soon they'll be breaking our ribs. But, I say that because I just saw a young female jabbed with the butt end of a baton while she was standing on the sidewalk corner, and she wasn't very happy about that. I wasn't very happy about that.
Mm-hmm. Has there been much in the way of property damage on the protest?
I have not seen any property damage all day, as a matter of fact.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
How are the media covering? You got NBC in there with its little wagon, or?
There's a lot of media today, but they'll probably do about 15 seconds of protesters and 15 seconds of people protesting protesters.
Uh-huh.
That's how the news likes to do it around.
What about those pro-war protesters? Have you seen any of them today?
Yeah, they're out today.
Really?
They're out in force. I've seen a good 15 of them.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So, how many people from Santa Cruz are up there trying to shut down the Bay Bridge?
I have no idea.
You seen anybody else? We're talking to a Santa Cruz protesters up in San Francisco helping to shut down the bridge.